pounding white cans and white claws and spouting sports. It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Mal, and happy early Thanksgiving to you.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy early turkey day, except for you vegetarians, which none of you are.
That's true. None of us are. You're absolutely right. All right.
Anymore, right?
Let's get to it.
It's time for Mal, the Sports Gal's Top 3.
All right, Mal. It's, of course, Thanksgiving, and our top 3 for you today is If It Happens. The top 3 worst things about the Bears losing to the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
I have said, ever since Kurt told me this strange topic.
Okay. Yeah, well, Mal was getting testy with me over text because this was Ken's.
I especially now think it's going to happen. So I just want to start the venting right now. So what is it? What would be number 3, Mal?
The team that gives it up again would be number 3. In other words, these two teams, the Lions and the Bears, both have the bad luck vibe. The Lions way worse than the Bears, I will say.
Yeah.
It'll tick me off because they're always that team. You know, like when Tom Brady threw his 600th touchdown pass, of course, it's against the Bears. And then we keep seeing the Bears in the highlights. I'm tired of being that team that gives it up.
The Lions haven't won all year. Mm-hmm. And
on the arm of Tim Boyle, they'll do it.
Jeez. You know, they played much better on Thanksgiving all the time. The Lions always traditionally have.
Yeah.
Not that they always win, but it's almost always a pretty good game,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, sure.
But it won't be good for the Bears and me if they lose because I'll be throwing and cussing. Uh-huh. Actually, it'll all be in my head and I'll just go outside and scream.
Okay. All right. So number 3 is it's another it happened to them moment. All right. What's number 2?
It'll go to my Thanksgiving celebration. As you know, my brother is a Lions fan.
Correct.
Poor guy. He's half the time I'm like, oh, they're coming back. He goes, I don't know. I'm doing yard work. So what happens is, so I'm going to call number 2 polite angst with my brother.
Mm,
so him and I have always been very supportive of each other's teams because they're never in the running. And it's safe to do that, even though they're in the same division. So I'm always cheering for the Lions, unless it's something that would hurt the Bears' playoff chances or whatever.
Yeah.
So when one wins, we don't really talk during the games, like text or anything. It's just a known rule not to, because we've had, we act very polite. So Thanksgiving, we have to be together. And this has happened before in the past. The last time the Bears actually won, and he acted like he was okay with it, and he just wasn't. And if the Bears, I should be happy. Oh, they finally won a game, but not against my Bears. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have to sit there and be cool and be nice, and I'm afraid that sometimes, you know me, I'll get pent up and I'll blow.
Okay.
Especially add a little Miller Lite to the mix.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just afraid of it. I don't want to be that team, so I might have to go for a short walk, and I'll get over it. I can't take it, and the Lions have had a ton of them, too. So it's just bad to mix family into it.
This is true. We'll get your number one reason why it would be terrible for the Bears to lose to the Lions on Thanksgiving. But first, let's talk about the Hawkeyes. They got a 9-2 season, trying to wrap it up. Beating Nebraska. They're at Nebraska tomorrow. No, Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, I already forgot.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad. Or your bad.
Yeah, my bad.
The Bears are bad.
You've just been waiting to say that.
Shut up.
Shut up. I can't wait to see your face sometime, Kurt. I have a lot of angst for you.
Amen.
The Hawkeyes. Okay, so they're going to Nebraska, the Black Friday game. Nebraska has had a... I knew that there were some close games for them, but I was looking. They really had, 5 upset opportunities that they blew.
Yeah, they did. That's true.
They're kind of the Lions of the Big Ten. Or the Bears. They're not going to a bowl game for the 5th straight year. Iowa's come into Nebraska or at Kinnick the last 6 years and beat them in this game. Their quarterback, Adrian Martinez, is out. Iowa, on the other hand, I am so sick of their dependence on that defense. It is ridiculous. Anyway, Iowa is last only to Colorado in offensive productivity. So I think it looks like right now on the depth chart that Padilla is going to start, which I'm still okay with, even though he threw for like 3 yards last week.
I know.
Because he moves, he gives us a better, I'm sorry, he gives the Hawkeyes a better chance. They have to create turnovers, but you can't do it every week. And Iowa, like I said, they always find a way to win. Nebraska always finds a way to lose. But I can't believe I'm doing this, but my heart is telling me that it's going to switch up on the last regular season game, and I'm actually taking Nebraska to beat Iowa 20-17.
Oh, no.
Mal, I can't wait to see your face. I have a lot of angst.
I understand why you're making that pick. I'm nervous about the game, too.
Follow Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook and Twitter at Mal Sports Gal. And hear her on demand at star1025.com.